We are going to play a game called 20 Questions, mm-hmm. okay? And what I'm going to do is put 20 IMC Cinema Passes on the line.
Okay.
Producer Callum is not here, mm. okay? So I can put 20 IMC Cinema Passes on the line. Mm-hmm. But Emma is going to ask me questions, and each question she asks me, the cinema passes will deplete by one.
Sugar, okay.
okay? The reason being, I had a sex dream.
Wowee.
Okay, now let me just say a warning. If there's kids in the car, maybe turn it off. Maybe lower down the radio. Maybe just, if you're a kid in the car, don't ask your parents any questions. Because I had a sex dream. Can Question. I stop doing that? Can I stop doing that? Can I just say sex dream?
Was this... Oh, I'm already asking bloody questions. Right, go on.
Okay, well, okay. Before you ask questions, let me just tell you. This was last night. It was last night.
Oh, is that a question?
Don't worry, your 20 questions haven't started yet.
Okay.
I had a sex dream last night.
Good for you, Dave.
Thank
Happy
you.
For you.
It was very
good. Did you eat cheese before bed?
It was... I didn't. That was... Stop with the questions. It is a celebrity sex dream.
Wow.
Okay. And I thought I'd bring it to the show and see if people can guess who the celebrity was. Because it's not necessarily someone that you think would be in a celebrity sex dream for me.
For you.
For okay. me.
Now, can I just ask a couple of questions that aren't technically to identify this person?
You cannot.
Oh, come on. Of them aren't even about this person.
Well, then why are you asking them?
Because I want to know what was good.
Question one.
No!
And there are only yes or no questions. Yes, it was good. It was excellent.
Okay, you listening, 087-711-103. As soon as you have a guess of who the celebrity might be that David Hammond had a sex dream about, get in touch with your guesses on WhatsApp, win the cinema passes. I will ask as little questions as possible. 087-711-103. 19 cinema passes left on the table. We know so far that Dave had a sex dream with someone that he maybe didn't expect to have a sex dream about. Mm-hmm. And we know so far it was good. Okay. What else can I ask you in terms of identifiable qualities about this person? What colour hair does this celebrity have?
Yes or no questions only, please, Emma.
Ah. Does this celebrity have blonde hair?
For everyone guessing Claire Byrne, it is not Claire Byrne because, no, they do not have blonde hair.
No blonde hair.
18 IMC Cinema Passes left.
Does this person work in the movie industry?
This person does not work in the movie industry.
Not an actress. Does this person work in the music industry?
I suppose you could say that.
That's not a yes or no answer.
Once you figure out who it is, you'll understand why I said
Kinda,
that.
Perhaps.
Primarily, no.
Primarily, no.
Not anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh. Is this person significantly older than you?
Yes.
Wow. 15, go on, Dave, you
dimmel. 15 IMC Cinema Passes. Guesses always welcome. 087-711-1038.
You listening? Should I stop? Do you have a guess? I'm ruining cinema passes on you here if I keep going.
No, don't worry.
I think we've a long way to go yet. Okay.
15 IMC Cinema Passes left.
It was good. No blonde hair. Not an actress. Kind of somewhat involved in the music industry. Well, was. And much older than Dave. Is this person really relevant in the news and like pop culture today?
Yes.
Oh!
14 IMC Cinema Passes.
Today.
Do you want to hear some of the guesses coming in?
Yeah, go on. Fly through in there.
Marty Whelan.
Okay. Is it Marty Whelan?
13 IMC Cinema Passes.
Oh, no.
Sharon Osbourne. Madonna. Interesting guesses. Emma, would you like to keep going?
No, I think I'm going to wrap it up there because there'll be no cinema passes left if I keep going.
Well, no one has guessed correctly yet.
There's nothing correct coming in so far.
Not yet.
That's not a question. Don't you even dare take that off me. Okay, guys, here's what we know. Dave Hannah, thanks for him last night. It was good. This person doesn't have blonde hair. It's not an actress, kind of somewhat in the music industry. Pop culture, very relevant. And what else did we learn? There was something else. Okay.
Ask one more question then we'll wrap it up. And then people can guess on 087-711-1038.
Do you follow this person on Instagram?
I do not. Interesting. All right, 12 IMC Cinema Passes. If you can guess who I had a sex dream about. Now, are you sure you don't want to ask any more questions?
How many cinema passes left? That's not a question.
12. You don't want to ask.
I think 12 maybe, is still a good amount.
Maybe if they're Irish or if they're European or if American or English or any of that. You don't want to ask, you know, if they have kids or you don't want to ask.
That was my next question. Is this person a mother?
Yes, 11 IMC Cinema Passes.
Does this person have more than two kids?
Yes, 10 IMC Cinema Passes.
Okay, that actually narrows things down quite a lot. Does this person live in Europe?
I don't know, so I'm not going to deplete the questions or the IMC Cinema Passes.
Okay, okay. I think we have a lot to work with there.
10 IMC Cinema Passes.
That's a good amount.
And I can tell you that there are a lot of correct guesses coming in.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God. 087-711-103. Get your guesses in. I can't believe we're doing this. Can we do this every time we have an
entry? We won a week. The answer again is Pippa.
Of course. I didn't even guess Pippa. This is one of my favourite things we have ever done on this show. It's Morgan Seatree, by the way. You're listening to Spin. Welcome into the madness. Has this ever been done on Irish radio? I don't know, but I'm so proud of you, David Hammond.
Thank you very much. Right, basically we're playing a game with 20 questions. 20 questions I'm sure has been done on Irish radio many times, but I bet never with this topic. Basically, I had a sex dream last night about a celebrity. And I want you to guess the celebrity. We played 20 questions with 20 IMC Cinema Passes, and every single time Emma Nolan asked a question about that celebrity that I had a sex dream about, the Cinema Passes depleted. We are down to 10 IMC Cinema Passes.
I'm very conscious not to ruin IMC Cinema Passes on people, because I feel like there have been some answers coming in that we think are pretty close at this stage.
We have some clues, like they're not blonde.
They're not an actress.
They are a mother. They're not an actress. They are primarily in they kind of used to be in the music industry.
And they have more than one child, as you said, sorry. And they're also a lot older than you, okay?
Yes.
Guesses, please, for 10 IMC Cinema Passes. I'm not going to ask any further questions. 087-711-1038. You're playing for 10 IMC Cinema Passes this morning. What's your guess, Michelle?
Sunita.
What a babe.
You're one who came out in the leaves at Simon Cowell's house at X Factor Judges'
so
houses.
Always so sexy. Simon Cowell's house. Did you ever think, when you were watching X Factor, Michelle, did you wonder where herself and Simon getting it on?
I did. Yeah.
I used to always think there was something going on between them.
Michelle, you have guessed Sunita. I can tell you, you are wrong.
No!
Not Sunita, but a good guess. Michelle, thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Carl is there as well. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, Carl. You've heard all of the clues. Who is your guess?
Miriam Callan.
Miriam O'Callaghan from RTE. Did I have a sex dream about Miriam O'Callaghan from RTE? I can tell you, Carl, I did not.
Oh, I do think she's blonde, and we ruled out blonde.
We did rule out blonde. Yeah. Carl, but good guess. Thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Bye. Oh my God! Stop everything. The most incredible message that has ever come into us on WhatsApp in the near 4 years we've been here has landed.
Oh,
Dave, there's someone we need to talk to. I need to ring this woman and see if she's willing to talk to us on the air.
Oh no.
Stop everything. Keep your guesses coming. We'll get to our winner and hopefully talk to this woman after Harry Styles. Hang on. The favourite thing we've ever done on the show happening right now, in my opinion.
Things are spicing up, all right, because last night I had a sex dream. And so what we're doing is we're playing 20 questions. And what Emma had to do was ask me questions about the celebrity that I had a sex dream about. And then they would deplete. Every time Emma asked a question, the cinema passes would complete. So we started with 20 IMC cinema passes. We're down to 10 IMC cinema passes because Emma Nolan asked 10 questions.
Now, I do think we established a lot, because obviously you'd be just taking such a shot in the dark without these questions. This person doesn't have blonde hair, is not an actress. It kind of was in the music industry at some point. Very relevant to pop culture today. Mm-hmm. Has children, is older. That's what we know.
However, we stopped everything there a second ago, didn't we?
We did. Because there's someone that we must talk to.
Why is
on
that?
This morning show, a very brave woman who didn't just send the best text that Fully Charged has ever received, but is also willing to speak her truth.
Go on.
Hello, Emer.
Hello.
Emer, I had to give you a ring. You don't actually have a guest for Dave this morning, but you do have just a confessional of sorts.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago.
Go on. What happened? What's your confession?
I had a sex dream about Dave.
Oh, Emer, you poor thing. It must have been terrible.
Oh, my God.
That's
Emer.
A nightmare, Emer.
Oh, my God. Emer, we'll send you a few quid on behalf of the company for therapy.
Perfect.
Say that again.
My dream. It was a good dream.
Was what? It? Interesting. Yeah. I don't know if I want any more details.
I want more details. Where were you?
We went to Phoenix Park and then all of a sudden the dream just turned and we were on a date.
Oh my God, I can't imagine Dave taking his clothes off in the cold outside now. Wouldn't be him.
No, not for me. Public nudity, not for me. Public displays of affection, definitely not for me. Interesting. Okay.
Well, Emer, I think it's safe to say you've made his entire day.
I have. Yeah, Emer. It was a good day so far.
Say that again, Emer. Sorry, your phone line's just breaking out.
You made my night, so...
I love it.
Thanks, Emer. Thanks for the ego boost. Have a great day.
Bye, Emer.
No, bye.
I love you. Bye.
If anybody else has ever had a sex dream,
no,
David
we don't
Hammond.
Need to know that. Don't worry, it's fine. Well, I don't need to hear about your bad dreams.
I feel left out. I mean,
let's get back to the game at hand because I'm all flushed now and red in the face. And we need to move on. Okay, so we're doing 20 questions. All right, Emma has asked 10 questions. Those 10 questions are all about who is the celebrity that I had a sex dream about last night.
Okay, Kim, hello.
Hello.
Kim, good morning. It's Emma and Dave and Spin. How are you?
Oh, how are you? Are you well?
We're not too bad. Kim, who is your guest? Who did I have a celebrity sex dream about?
Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham.
Now, what makes
Am
you
I right?
Victoria Beckham? Are you basic? That's actually, do you know what? They all line up, those clues.
Yeah, like, what the clues are, she's not blonde. She's kind of used to be in the music industry.
Mm-hmm. She used to be in the music industry. She's kids.
She's older.
And when you said you didn't know where she lived, I was like, oh God, I don't know whether she's in the UK or back in LA. I don't remember.
Well, would you look at that? Is Kim correct? Did you have a sex dream last night about VB, Posh Spice herself?
Kim, I did have a sex dream about Victoria Beckham last night.
Good man, Dave.
Kim, congratulations. 10 IMCs and passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks a million.
We all have more questions.
Yeah, exactly. Emma, you can ask them the other questions in private.
I'll get all the gossip. I'm a straight woman and I'd love to have a sex dream with Victoria Beckham. She's such a ride.
Me and you both.
Well done, Kim. 10 IMCs and passes heading your way.
Good luck.
Thanks a million, cheers.
Bye. I think we should play this every time. Anytime you listening have a sex dream about anyone.
20 questions.
Okay, 20 questions. Sorry, that's the best thing ever. If you're another radio station, don't you dare rob that. Well, good time of VB then.
It was a fantastic night.
Where was David?
It was in almost like a hotel.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was.
And was it a surprise? Like, did she just...
I remember looking up and seeing that it was Victoria Beckham and being like, cool.
Was she shouting down the hallways, David, David? And you were like, I'm a David.
There was no shouting. I don't like shouting, so Victoria wouldn't do that.
Oh, so it's nice and gentle. Delighted for you, Dave. Happy days.
Thanks,
you
guys.
You found out that Emer had a sex dream about you and you did a sex dream about Victoria
Beckham.
It's been
a great morning.
What a good Friday. All day, all day, all day.